Bet. We got Kevin Kenny out there in New Jersey. Adam Candy joining us from Las Vegas. I'm in Kansas City. I am Sean Levine. It is the Raiders right now going at it in the second game afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys. The Raiders came in as a 7.5-point dog. Right now they're up 14-6. So if you got the Raiders plus the point, you're feeling pretty good about that one. Raiders up 8, so you got them playing the money line, you're feeling okay. And the over-under in that game went off at, what was that number, guys? 50.5, I believe. So, yeah, 50.5. So if you got the overs in that one, you're feeling all right also. We'll keep you updated as things change in that game. I was talking about the changing odds of the MVP as well. According to BetRivers.com, up to the second MVP odds, Tom Brady is now the favorite at plus 250. Josh Allen still 6-1. Patrick Mahomes, my guy, comes in at 10-1, followed by Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray. And if you're going to play a non-quarterback, you got a bigger pair than me. Jonathan Taylor comes in at 20-1. Don't go anywhere, because coming up in, say, about 15 minutes, I'm going to tell you the story of how this time last year I ended up with my girlfriend and 6 dogs on a houseboat for Thanksgiving. So if you're interested in that story, that's coming up about 15 minutes from now. But right now, guys, I want to ask you, what's the better bet? So we got Adam out there on the West Coast. We got Kevin on the East Coast. I believe Tupac said the West side was the best side. So we'll start with him out there in Las Vegas. Which is the better bet to win the Super Bowl? You can get Green Bay at plus 1,100, or you can get the Dallas Cowboys at plus 1,150. Which is the better bet?
Well, I'll start out because as Biggie once said, since you went Tupac, I got to go Biggie and say, if I got to choose the coast, I got to choose the East. I live out there, so don't go there. I am a New Yorker born and bred, which means that the Dallas Cowboys are a team that I was brought up to dislike quite a bit. That being said, that offense is dynamic when they are healthy. When they have Cooper and Lamb and Gallup and Elliott and Pollard all at the same time with Dak Prescott, I think that's an offense that can cause problems in the playoffs. And what scares me about Green Bay, as much as I cannot rule out Aaron Rodgers at any given time, is the fact that he is injured and we don't know how much he's going to heal and we don't know how healthy he'll ultimately be. So it's not one where I'd say don't bet the Packers for sure, but I would take the Cowboys.
So, Kevin, if you take Dallas, is it going to be more money or more problems?
Dude, these music references are incredible from both of you. You know what's so funny? When I was looking at, I'm looking in front of me, and there, the Green Bay and Dallas being equal odds to win the Super Bowl, I was like, this is crazy. It's obviously Green Bay. I mean, Dallas is in a rut. And Adam makes such excellent points there of the toe injury with Rodgers and what that looks like and what that manifests into and what that team looks like going down the stretch. I just think if that's one question mark, Dallas has like a billion question marks in comparison. So I'm going to go with, I think Green Bay has the more value at plus 1100 right now versus Dallas's plus 1150. I just think Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest to ever do it, can turn it on whenever the hell he wants. And that team just has less questions to answer for me going down the stretch than Dallas does, who are down right now on Thanksgiving. Of course, you know, Cooper's on the game, Lamb's on the game, but still down nevertheless at home on Thanksgiving to the Raiders, who I think we've all agreed not the greatest of teams.
Is COVID toe a real thing? When I hear about COVID toe, remember back when Fred Flintstone, something heavy would fall on his toe and it would get like real huge? That's what I picture COVID toe looks like. That can't be a real thing. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, last year's MVP, which is the better bet, Adam? You can get 10-1 odds on Patrick Mahomes, who just a couple of weeks ago was as low as 50-1 to take home the hardware, or Lamar Jackson at 16-1 to win the MVP. Which is the better bet?
Oh, I adore Lamar Jackson in that spot. And it's for this reason. If Baltimore goes anywhere, it's going to be Lamar Jackson getting it done, both with his legs and with his arm. And the narrative around Baltimore is never about, wow, what did Rashad Bateman do? What did Hollywood Brown do? No, it's about what did Lamar Jackson do? Now, here's the caveat I give you on Lamar Jackson. The Ravens have the fourth most difficult remaining schedule in football. The flip side to that, if he balls out against the fourth most difficult remaining schedule in football and Baltimore gets the number one seed in the AFC, I don't think there's going to be any denying Lamar Jackson. Whereas with Mahomes, we have to look at what went on in the early part of the season for the Chiefs. Now, is Patrick Mahomes capable of coming right back and blowing everybody out of the water against the 24th most difficult remaining schedule in the NFL? Of course he is. But because I can get Lamar Jackson at 16 and I have to pay 10 on Mahomes, I would like Lamar Jackson at slightly longer odds.
But using your same theory, Adam, the reason that you can get Patrick Mahomes at such long odds with just a half a dozen games left at 10-1, as you can see there on your screen, the same odds as a Dak Prescott who got off to a great start, is because Dak hasn't been playing as well and because Patrick Mahomes has. And we know what that award is, right? You got to be a playoff team, you got to be a quarterback, and you have to be hot when it matters. And I think that if Patrick Mahomes is going to win the award, the Chiefs have won four straight. You mentioned they've got one of the easier schedules going forward, a lot more games at home. It kind of feels like if you're going to put a couple of dollars on a quote unquote long shot, isn't Patrick Mahomes the guy to do it if you can get him at 10-1 right now?
Sure. You're never going to get an argument from me if you want to bet Patrick Mahomes, but I would also bring up that you're right. They've won four in a row, and the game against the Raiders when they decided not to follow the blueprint that everybody else laid out about playing a high cover two shell against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and he throws for 405 and five touchdowns. Hey, that guy can win MVP. The same guy put up 19 points against the Dallas Cowboys last week, and it wasn't an MVP-level performance. So you put all the narrative pieces exactly where they should be to convince me of a Patrick Mahomes run. I just like the price a little better on Lamar.
Yeah, Kevin, you can get better odds on Lamar at 16-1. Patrick Mahomes today sitting at 10-1. The Chiefs sitting at home because it's their bye week, sitting now on the top of the AFC West at 7-4 with a couple of division games on the horizon. Which is the better bet, Lamar at 16-1 odds or Patrick Mahomes at 10-1?
I don't think Patrick Mahomes should win MVP purely based off of his brother's TikToks. Have you seen these?
Unfortunately.
And look, dude, I'm all about like doing your thing and whatever that thing is, but they're so atrocious and just like offensively cringe and corny that I can't say that I would ever like, I cannot get behind Patrick Mahomes as MVP. I think 10-1, like sure, maybe a long shot. Maybe there's value there in theory. He's not going to win the NFL MVP. So it's might as well just like flushing it down the drain, whatever you would put on him, burning it. You know, those are also equal options, I think, in terms of what's actually going to happen in the outcome there. Lamar Jackson's grown a lot this year. I think he's put the team on his back, you know, in many a games. I think he's been incredibly, you know, when he's healthy, he's been battling all these illnesses, which is, you know, sad to hear about. And it's crazy. But when he's, you know, been active, and again, to Adam's point, this stretch he's about to go on, if he can really rise to the occasion as he has throughout the year, and I think really matured in a really impressive way. 16-1, dude, like no brainer. And Mahomes, again, you know, jokes aside, his brother's antics aside, which are, you know, whatever. Again, 19 points against the Dallas Cowboys, which are sort of this like lost team at the moment. I don't. How can you justify it? I mean, really, I'm trying to remember who votes on the NFL MVP, but you know, the narrative and the story on Patrick Mahomes the entire year is not that he's the NFL MVP. It's, you know, it's like what happened to this guy? The league figured him out in so many ways. So yeah, I think just, you know, I wouldn't go near him for MVP, and I think Lamar Jackson between those two, the obvious pick.
Well, it's a good thing, my brother, that you don't have one of the votes. Can you imagine explaining to somebody that it's because of his younger brother's TikToks? I mean, look, I'll give it to you. Like, because of Jackson's TikToks is a pretty shallow reason not to give the guy the MVP, but I've done some shallow things in my life. One time in college, I broke up with a girl named Tanya because I didn't see myself in the future with a girl named Tanya. So, you know, we've all made mistakes. So we'll let that
one
slide.
You're just so bad.
And so true. And I mean, I'm admitting it to everybody right now. And I apologize if you're out there listening right now, Tanya. She's a beautiful girl. Let's talk about the AFC East, where I think we all thought it was kind of a foregone conclusion that that was Buffalo's to win or Buffalo's to lose at this point. Buffalo is still the favorite at minus 134, even though right now they're not sitting on top of that division. That's New England. So New England's 7-4. You got Buffalo at 6-4. Yet New England, you can get plus money on, Adam, at plus 110. I think I'll take the Patriots to win the division at plus money anytime in a year I can get it, including right now.
So before the season, I was pounding the table to say the Buffalo Bills at minus 150 to win the AFC East was as good of a futures bet as you would find anywhere in the National Football League. I'm not completely off that, but man, has New England made this difficult. Now, New England has played, according to the PFF power ranking system, they have played the easiest schedule in the NFL to this point. It will get more difficult down the stretch, eighth most difficult. It's not a cakewalk for Buffalo, though. They've got the 12th most difficult schedule. I don't mind a little plus price on New England. I think what could change, though, is that the Buffalo Bills could start to look more like the Buffalo Bills. They have had the same issue, and I was starting to say this earlier when some of our tech issues cut in. They're having similar issues to Kansas City because they built their offense similarly to Kansas City, because they are a team that's also struggling with not being able to throw the ball deep as much. They are being forced to try to play more conservatively by opposing offenses. So can the Bills become more patient on offense? That's the question for them. Can Mac Jones keep this up for the New England Patriots? That's the question for them. Right now, if you made me bet it, I would probably still bet on the Buffalo Bills, but it's a lot closer than I ever thought it would be this offseason.
Yeah, you just saw those numbers flash on the screen before in our previous graphic where it was talking about the Bills. You almost had to put down $15 to win a buck at the beginning of the year. There you can see it, -1450, and it was the opposite for the Patriots. I think a lot of people thought the Patriots would be good. I didn't hear anybody saying the Patriots had a chance to win the division, and right now it's pretty darn close. Who are you taking? What's the better bet in your opinion, Kevin? Is it New England at +110, or is it Buffalo at -134?
Today, and this is such an interesting time to have this conversation, because I think so many questions are going to get answered tonight in New Orleans in terms of what we see from the Bills and how they respond to both the criticism and then just the reality of how they've been playing over the past couple of weeks. Today, I have to go with my guy, Mac Jones, man. And I'll shill out the t-shirt one more time.
Do it.
I got to go with Mac Jones. Anyone who didn't listen to hip hop in 2005 is probably so confused watching this right now. The consistency, and again, I just really, really, really prioritize ball control and not turning the ball over as a quarterback going down the stretch in the NFL season. And did Adam say that the Buffalo Bills have the eighth toughest schedule down the stretch? Is that the stat that I heard?
So New England has the eighth toughest, Buffalo has the 12th, so no one gets a free pass between the two of them.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I gotta go with, again, pre-tonight's game, I'm going to go with New England and what I've seen from Mac Jones, which I just think is so impressive. I mean, so poised and just, you know, I'm standing for Mac Jones. It's embarrassing, but I do think it's really impressive for a rookie quarterback to play that way. And again, too many questions right now at 5:30 Eastern on Thanksgiving before the night game to answer for Buffalo to go with them. So I'll take New England +110.
It is kind of put up or shut up week, though, as you point out. Like in the case of this game, if New Orleans wins, they're feeling pretty good about themselves, right? You just took down Buffalo. If Buffalo wins, and they're feeling pretty good, but if you lose that game for either one of those teams, you're worried about the playoffs. You're not talking about the Super Bowl. And I'm talking about in the case of both of these teams. Buffalo, just a couple of weeks ago, everybody's darling. Josh Allen, still everybody's darling. I mean, only Tom Brady has better odds to win the MVP. We were talking about Cleveland, Adam, earlier in the show, saying, yeah, they're a game over 500, but they're still incredibly disappointing based on their preseason expectations. Buffalo is one loss tonight on the road against New Orleans. Buffalo coming in as a 5.5-point favorite. They lose that game, they're the Cleveland Browns, and that's not what you want to be.
No, you are 100% correct about that. And look, the same way the Baltimore Ravens have to deal with the Browns in their division, the Bengals to some degree as well, you also have to look at, you know, what the Buffalo has to deal with New England in that division. Now, I think Buffalo's making the playoffs one way or the other. I think they're too talented to miss it overall, but it gets a lot dicier if you don't have the path through the division to do that. So yeah, as I look at MVP, it's really challenging for me to see Josh Allen up there that high on the board, considering, as Kevin said, and I can't say this loudly enough, you scored 6 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I'm not sure that kind of performance is going to be forgotten easily by the voters.